That's the truth. James is stating it for the benefit of every believer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And then you put in e.g. For example, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain. It rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Is that there because it's something that is so far away from you that you can never attain it? Is it there to mock you, like some historical event that we can never enter into or be a part of, that we ourselves cannot be people of prayer that pray in such a way that avails before God? Or is it there to encourage you, dear Christian, encourage you that your prayers will be heard, that you prioritize communion with God, you will see remarkable things. You will pray for something and that something will come to pass. And then you'll pray for something else and that something else will come to pass. This is what it's saying. It's saying that you, Christian, you, Elijah wasn't some anomaly of the history of the church. He was a man. He was a man of like passions. We'll get to that a little more in just a moment. But he prayed, and he prayed again. God heard his prayers. So as audacious as he was in his preaching, in the proposition that he makes to the entire nation, and in his praying, it is not so that we are to look at it and say there's nothing about him that we can replicate or learn from. This is a life well lived in such a way that is to be an example to believers and to encourage your heart, fainting Christian, to go a little higher. If you are given opportunities to preach, you can preach before kings and those that are in authority, any person boldly, courageously, and God will use it. And you can pray. Oh, how you can pray. And see God work. Oh, if we would just prioritize this one thing, that I pray to see God work this year. Actually see tangible evidences of God answering prayer. Not generalizations, though they may be encouraging, but real specific answers to prayer, like stop the rain and then open up the heavens again. It's like one preacher put it, you know, it's like Elijah had a key, you know, and he locked up the heavens just like that, just locked it. And then when it was time again, he pulled the key out and he just unlocked it. And there it was. The rain came again. And that's there to encourage you, not to mock you. It's there to teach you that by prayer, God may work in similar ways in your life. Do you believe it? Do you? Are you drifting? Are we all kind of drifting along with these kind of half-hearted prayers? No, they're not half-hearted. They're sincere. But we're really not expecting anything out of the ordinary. We're not even asking maybe for anything out of the ordinary.